Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tolos, we are running a million miles an hour. No dozing off in this show. Mm-hmm. It is time to do our whip around the sports world. We don't usually do it at 4 o'clock, but you, like you said earlier, the 3 o'clock hour was so great with interaction. Push those two segments a little bit late. Let's get to our Daily Wires. Here's the buzz happening around the sports world. As if it couldn't get any worse for Carolina's sports fans, their baseball team continues to suck. The Atlanta Braves dropped 2 of 3 against the Astros over the weekend. They're 66-83 on the season. They'll be taking on Washington tonight at 6:45 with Spencer Strider on the bump.
But the good thing is, for Braves fans out there, and I said this I think last week, Diesel, the light at the end of the tunnel is approaching. In less than 3 weeks, the season will be over with.
That's not a light. That's a train, Cole.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a train.
Well, the train's been just hitting us all year. So it should be used to getting hit by a train because they've sucked all year. So no surprise there.
Speaking of baseball, the Hub City Spartanburgers are in the championship series against Brooklyn. Now, unfortunately, it didn't go so well for them last night.
No.
They are in an 0-1 hole in a three-game series. So the Burgers will be on the field, Fifth Third Park, tomorrow at 6:35, game two of the South Atlantic League Championship Series.
Yeah, it's tough to lose in the fashion they did. Again, you mentioned it, a huge, huge loss there.
And Brooklyn's really good.
They are. 12-run really loss. Now it's do or die in Spartanburg tomorrow, game three if necessary on Wednesday. By the way, Tolo's out there. We'll be joined by Ian Unsworth at 5:22 today, the media relations director and play-by-play voice of the Spartanburgers, to talk about this championship series. It's a big one. I am going to try my best tomorrow to be there. Hopefully you Spartanburger fans out there can provide a good atmosphere, because reality is it could be the last game of the season and they need the crowd behind them. You said it, Diesel. It's a really good Brooklyn team, but boy, you don't want to see the season come to an end.
Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will need toe surgery that it's going to sideline him for at least 3 months. This is coming from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Joe Burrow was hurt with 8:36 remaining in the second quarter of yesterday's 31-27 home win when Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end Arik Armstead sacked him. The play resulted in Burrow being under other players who had fallen on top of him. Very simply, and I saw this play out on TV earlier, if you look at the bottom, the palm of your hand, like it's the bottom of a foot, this spot right here across the pads of your palm, basically there's a tear right there. And that's got to be
painful.
I'll
tell you what, man. I'll save this. I'll save most of this for my overreaction in an hour from now for Overreaction Monday, Diesel. But, man, I'll tell you what. I am just devastated for Joe Burrow. That guy has had such bad luck. And I've got an overreaction coming at 5 related to Joe Burrow.
Is he going to be the next Andrew Luck that came in with a tremendous amount of promise?
I hope
but
not.
But just kept getting hurt.
But and the thing is, he was in the Super Bowl his first, what, first, second season, something like that. I mean, just ultimately, right off, we thought, oh, God. And he's still a really, really talented quarterback. Mm-hmm. Last year, he had a great year. The defense sucked. The offensive line still sucks. But, man, I feel so bad for Joe Burrow.
The Dallas Cowboys, needing some help with the pass rush, have gone ahead and signed veteran Jadeveon Clowney. That deal expected to be finalized today. Haven't quite seen the details if it's fully finalized yet, but they're looking at a one-year, up to $6 million deal.
That's right. And, you know, depth-wise, I think it's a good thing to have Clowney. We all know that Clowney's not what Clowney used to be, but I think they're looking for a little depth on that defensive front. Too bad Clowney can't play in the secondary, because that's where Dallas is really struggling right now, giving up so many yards yesterday to Russell Wilson, making him look like Russell Elway. You know, and look, Deron Bland was out. But that's a good signing, I think, because you can get him for pretty cheap, right? A few million dollars, whatever it is, and then maybe add some depth at that defensive line spot.
Cole, going to go into this a little bit deeper in the 445 segment, but Virginia Tech and UCLA have moved on from their respective head coaches.
Wow.
DeShaun Foster and Brent Pry of UCLA and Virginia Tech were sacked just 3 games into the season. Virginia Tech took a 45-26 home loss to an in-state G5 Old Dominion team. They were being booed while heading into the locker room. Just an ugly, ugly 0-3 start for the Hokies.
I'm telling you, man, like, you talk about how things can change so quickly in this sport. A couple of weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon, this guy had an opportunity to beat South Carolina. Like, they made that game really, really close, right? And then all of a sudden, you and I were talking about it last week. There's no way they'll lose to Old Dominion, right? No, I mean, surely not. They won't lose to Old Dominion. What'd they do?
Lost to Old Dominion. Yeah, and what's really interesting about that, and this is what we'll get to in the 445 segment, is those two firings trigger a 30-day transfer portal window for any player on those rosters.
Isn't that crazy?
It's wild. We'll see how that plays out. The Carolina Panthers start the season 0-2 after a 27-22 loss on the road to the Arizona Cardinals. It's the fourth consecutive year the Panthers have opened the season 0-2. Looked awful for the first half. Made a comeback there in the second half, specifically the fourth quarter. Thought they could have made that game interesting. But when you dig yourself into that deep of a hole, Cole, it's hard to dig out.
I'll tell you what, man, you start 0-2 in the NFL, and for fan bases, it's a death knell, because, like, you've looked forward to the season starting all year. You're right, you've had hopes, you've had promises. In this case, you signed Tet McMillan, you thought Bryce Young was going to be better, you thought you'd have some guys out there with Adam Thielen, but that didn't happen. Bryce hadn't looked great, Tet's looked okay, I mean, looked good. I mean, yeah, probably worth a first-round pick, but you know, you've got problems. And Diesel, I'll say this, man, not to go too far down a rabbit hole right now, Xavier Leggett is MIA. Like, this guy's – we're getting real close to have to use the B word with that guy. Oof. And I don't want to use it yet, but they're just not good right now. And 0-2, man, the NFL, it's a death knell. Like, what do you have to look forward to? You don't make the playoffs when you start 0-2, Diesel.
Speaking a little extra news, and this is just another kick in the groin, the Carolina Panthers will place Robert Hunt, starting guard, and their center Austin Corbett on IR after both suffered significant injuries in yesterday's game. Hunt is expected to undergo season-ending surgery on his left bicep. Austin Corbett sustained a grade 3 MCL injury to his left knee.
Mm. That's
not
tough.
Good.
And by the way, I did fail to mention, Zach brought it up on the stream, congratulations to Hunter Renfrow yesterday.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, so big day for him.
That second one, that was a thing of beauty. That was thrown into really tight coverage. Good throw, good escape by Bryce, good throw, great catch by Hunter Renfrow. Arch Manning already getting booed in Austin, Texas, Cole. They won the game 27-10. Mm. However,
it was a tough opponent, though, right?
Yeah.
It was 2017. It's a tough opponent.
A top G5. There's that. Yeah. Booed in the first half. It's a rough start there for the Arch era.
No doubt.
I don't know. I don't know if fans are going to check out on him. I mean, when the expectations are that high. Does this story not sound a little bit like the Clemson situation? Mm. The expectations are that high, and you fail to live up to them. Fans will turn on you in a heartbeat, Cole.
Yeah, they will.
Two football games on tonight in the NFL. You got the Bucs and the Texans at 7 o'clock on ESPN, and then Chargers-Raiders at 10 o'clock.
Look, two football games is better than one, and one's better than none, so I'll take it. I'll take it.
Donald Trump took to Truth Social to criticize the NFL's sissy kickoff rule, his words. He stated that he believes it goes against the essence of football and that it's just as dangerous as the previous kickoff rules.
Has anybody out there actually like enjoyed the new kickoff? I mean, the second year of it, right? But I hadn't seen anybody like it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
But should the president tell Roger Goodell what to do with his game?
You're surprised that our president's
no.
telling somebody? I mean, come on.
Sign an executive order, I'm sure. For the first time this season, South Carolina and Clemson have both dropped outside of the AP top 25, Cole. South Carolina sits effectively 28th. I think Clemson fell to 31st. Something in the range of like 6th, 7th, 8th in others receiving votes.
Yeah. And by the way, just want to be completely fair. There have been past presidents several years ago that have been very involved with sports. So if we're going to talk about, you know, one president and their energy toward sport, let's make sure we keep it fair because there were other presidents before the last one that were very involved in sports. So just saying.
Well, there you go. Those are your daily wires, the buzz happening around the sports world. And we mentioned it a little bit, Cole, earlier. I want to play this audio for you of Brian Kelly. I'm Brian Kelly.
This is great, by the way.
He had a reporter ask him immediately into the press conference about why some things weren't going well, even after a win against Florida. And his reaction, I think, is justified, but it's also it's a bit much. Here's Brian.
Brian in the back. I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game.
Hello?
We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous for a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
Ooh, so out of line.
I love that. I absolutely love it. So, I mean, we can break this down in so many ways.
Oh,
is Brian so Kelly good. Is Brian Kelly wrong in what he said? No, I don't think so. Is the reporter wrong in what he said? No, I don't think so. Was it the best time to ask that question, Diesel? Probably not, right? Mm-hmm. You said it earlier before we went on the air. Maybe wait till Tuesday or Wednesday to let that question be asked. But ultimately, Caden Durham has 45 carries for 196 yards, two touchdowns, and he's averaging 4.4 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, LSU can't run the ball. It's a valid question, but Brian Kelly obviously very upset that it was asked right after the big win.
I mean, they put together 332 offensive yards in that game, which is it's good enough to win against a weak Florida.
That's right.
Not amazing, right? But it's an SEC opponent. They have good players on defense, too, that try to limit what they're doing. They threw for 220 yards in this game. Why not say, if you're Brian Kelly, does it matter when you see how well Garrett threw the ball? Does it matter when you see that he threw for 220 yards? I know you want us to run the ball because it makes you feel all good and warm and fuzzy when we put up 200 yards on the ground. But he was still 15 of 27 for 220 and a touchdown. Averaged 8 yards per reception. It wasn't a mind-blowing game for Garrett Nussmeier, but it's good enough to win. And especially when you say that we beat Florida on the ground, 102 to 79. Again, those are not sexy numbers. That's awful if you're Florida, to be honest, to muster only 79 rushing yards in a game. Now, Florida also torched LSU in receiving yards, 287 to 220. Okay, torched is not the right word when it's 67 yards.
Yeah.
But they beat them throwing the football. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. You won the game.
You won the game.
And you get better and you learn things about yourself in poor performances, and you still get the win.
So what's interesting about that, Diesel, is, look, you're right. Brian Kelly's right. In the SEC, you will take a win any way you can get it, right? Yeah. There's no doubt. Like, you will take a hard – is Florida great? No. Is it still an SEC win? 100% at all. 100% it is. It's an SEC win. Now, what do we say all the time with Clemson and South Carolina too, Diesel? You can win games but still have underlying issues. We saw that with South Carolina the first 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
With Virginia Tech and with South Carolina State.
Hey, where are those people that said that were all on top of me for saying that it was an ugly win against Virginia Tech?
Right.
It's where an are ugly those people?
Yeah, I mean, same thing for Clemson, right? There are so many teams out there that have wins but also have underlying issues. Brian Kelly, again, not wrong in what he said, Diesel. I think you said he apologized. I'm sure he regrets and the way he which about right, the manner, the tone. I'm sure he regrets that. But as a coach, when you prepare all week long and you're facing an SEC team and it's a grind and it's a battle, you'll take it. Like, you'll take it any way you can get it. It doesn't matter if it's a safety, a field goal, 1.60. And the SEC winning's hard. So I think that's where probably his frustration was with the reporter.
This was his quote from his news conference today. Quote, I've texted with the reporter and offered my apology to him for the way I handled the questioning. I think it's important to understand that, you know, my standards relative to how we work with the media on a day-to-day basis need to be higher. And I take responsibility for that, and I'll be better in the future. Look, I mean, if you're LSU, you're a top five team. And you could handle that by saying, look, did we look particularly great today? No. Are there things that we can fix? Yes. But college football, especially this season, is going to be a war of attrition. Because think how crazy it is that so many teams have struggled to uphold what their preseason expectations were. Clemson, prime example. South Carolina is a good example. Texas and Arch, maybe the most glaring example. Everybody thought Arch was going to be the second coming.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been. He's been bad. Does that not mean that Arch can get better? Of course he can get better. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. He was recruited to Texas for more than just his last name.
He was. And look, I ultimately, I like where LSU's at. Do they have to run the football better? I think so. I think they've got to be better in the ground game because, like, now let's give the reporter some credit as well. To his question, to his point, Diesel, I don't know the guy. I would imagine that the reporter is thinking about it from a big picture standpoint, right? That in order for your team to get where you want to be, eventually at some point this season, you're going to have to be able to run the football. Is the reporter right? Probably so. Is Brian Kelly right in saying what he did? I think they're both right.
Well, Tolo, speaking of somewhere you want to be, how about this? At the end of the next segment, we're going to talk to Grayson Mann of TigerNet. At the end of the next segment, we'll give you a chance to call in and win Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets on Friday. You heard us have on Jeff Plate, the drummer of TSO, and they are going to be playing two shows right here in Greenville in the month of December. And if you want to score those tickets, be listening after Grayson Mann in the next segment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.